It's Today FM's Claire Beck. One of my favourite things about festivals is those moments you never really plan. You head off to catch one act, bump into people you haven't seen in ages, get chatting to someone new about the band you've just discovered, and before you know it, you've found your spot for the day. If you're heading to All Together Now, make sure one of those spots is the Heineken Garden. It's the perfect place to regroup with your mates, soak up the atmosphere, and maybe even make a few new festival friends along the way. While you're there, you can try three brand new Heineken flavours that you won't find anywhere else. It's the perfect way to discover something a little different while you're taking a break between sets. Have an amazing weekend, and if you're looking for me, there's a good chance you'll find me somewhere near the music. Visit Heineken Ireland on Instagram to find out more. Over 18s only, drink responsibly. Get the facts, be drink aware, visit drinkaware.ie. Now, enjoy your podcast. Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Great to be here, Dave. Thanks great for to having have me. You.
As always, it's not long between our chats, which is what I love. You're always popping in with something new and exciting to
it's
tell
a,
me about.
It's a year. It's actually like I launched the last tour with you, the
Gas Man.
Yes. So Gas Man has gone all the way around the world now, and I've a new one coming. So where better to start?
Thank you very much. But you do set yourself this challenge, I guess, of every year,
brand new
throw
show.
Out. Old show,
yeah.
Bring in brand new show.
Yeah, it's ludicrous.
Yeah, it is ludicrous. Stressful. I've just been to see Metallica, and I saw them in 2023 on this tour, and here they are in 2026
still going.
On this tour.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to take a leaf out of Metallica's book. Yeah. You need to tour for at least 3 years.
Like with the music, it's so different.
It is so different.
We won the hits. If they went off the path at all from the hits, you'd be like, come on, lads.
Imagine a musician that went. You know what? New show every year. New music show every year. Yeah. You're not going to hear any song you've heard before.
Yeah, well, that's what Chris Rock said with Prince. He always wanted to hear the new stuff. He wanted what he was working on that he'd never shown anybody.
Yes.
But I want people to come back every year.
That's fair.
The Olympia every January. Leisureland Galway every February. And no, they're never going to have seen any of these jokes and none of them appeared online.
So you're too committed to the cause. Well, that's brilliant, though, in fairness. It is. And it's a challenging thing. To create a show, I mean, because the shows are eminently tourable. You could do a 2-year run, for example, and you could spread them and, you know, do one, as you said, in January, but maybe wait till February the following year. But you don't. You set yourself this challenge and you come up every single time. But I guess you must enjoy the creation as well.
Look, man, there's too much funny stuff happening right now.
Right.
Than to be doing jokes that you wrote 2 years ago. I'd lose my mind.
Right, okay.
We have to talk about now. We're living in the maddest time in human history.
Like, yeah.
Mad stuff. All the time. So, like, I want to write about what we're going through this minute.
And right.
When you come to see a live show, you want to, like, the stuff that you remember from a live stand-up show is usually the stuff that happened that night.
That night, yeah. That's true. And do you then find yourself, even though a year is a short time in terms of performing, it's a long time in terms of what's going on in the world. So do you find the show in January it has the same structure and tree trunk as the show in December, but it's actually got little other bits that have happened along the way?
Yeah, I mean, it always grows. It always grows from beginning to end. It always changes with what's happening in the news and whatever happened to you in the year. You'll always get some mad story. I do a bit of audience stuff as well that always grows legs and ends up being way longer.
Right.
It's 2 45-minute halves all the time. So it's, you know, 90 minutes of stuff. You're going to go wild places. It usually starts at 30 minutes a half and ends up being nearly 2 hours. I am so grateful that this is a thing that I get to do and that people get to come out and turn their phones off for that time and just have just devoted time to the nourishment we find in laughter. You can't find that anywhere else.
No, you're right. And are you one of those people who would insist on plastic sealed bags for phones, or is it just turn them off there, lads?
I think turn them off, and then, you know, when someone does turn them on, you know, There's some medication that needs to be taken there, or there's a crisis with the babysitter. And if there's a crisis with the babysitter, we got to get into that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, don't do it or you will be picked on. Absolutely sure. What's like, is stand-up the first and true love and everything else has grown from that? Or was there something else that began and stand-up grew out of it? Or
100%. Stand-up is the first thing, right?
Yeah.
But making people laugh is the number one. I mean, really, all the stuff that I do on Instagram, all the mammy stuff, all of the observational gear that I put up anywhere, it is just about giving people that break from their day, their job, whatever it is. Just making people laugh is the, like, when you make somebody laugh, it is like, it's an involuntary response.
Yeah.
He's going to vomit out laughter. You've made them surrender to their, you know, their bodily functions. The laughter isn't summoned. They're exploding into laughter.
Yeah.
That's a very, very powerful feeling, I guess.
I'd say so.
And honestly, if you laugh too, and that's the thing about, we were talking about the freshness of the show, that like, if you're finding the show funny, first of all, you're trying to make yourself laugh.
You sit in a room with a piece of paper and a pen or a typewriter.
Yeah, 100%. And sometimes you'll hunch over the page laughing and you go, that's the stuff. That's the pay dirt there. Yeah. Stand-up's always been the thing, Dave, to be honest with you. I've like doing it since I was 24 years old. Like, this is a good 22 years of crafting and grafting up and down the UK.
Yeah.
Moved back here about 3-4 years ago and really just so happy to be home.
I was going to ask you about that. So having made that move, was that a family decision in terms of wanting to bring the kids up here and all that?
Yeah.
Closer to grandparents.
To go to secondary school and have that experience here.
Yeah.
But it's funny that, like, I obviously was doing fine in England. Like, things well. Like, I was playing all the clubs and all the rest, all the things that you want to do when you get on the circuit there. But as weird is that when you get back to Ireland, it's like everybody fully gets you.
Yeah.
They fully get what you're at, where you're going and what you're at. What your observations resonate more with the people you grew up with. So I think that in that 4 years, probably just started finding my voice a little bit more in terms of doing jokes about, again, now, the here and now and what we're living through.
And the Irish understanding of all of that. Crackpot is the name of the new show.
Yes.
Crack, obviously, something that, again, when you travel, you need to explain. And when you're here, you don't.
Yeah.
But I wonder if you were to create, let's imagine it as a bit of a cauldron, a witch's cauldron or a leprechaun's pot of gold. If you were to put ingredients into a pot of crack, what would Jarlath's, like, decisions, what would your choices be? What are the essences of crack?
Well, I don't want to submarine your whole question.
Please do.
But we all know that no such concoction could ever exist.
True.
We all know that the best pints are the spontaneous pints. Like, suddenly a night is happening.
Yeah.
When you're in England, there's quite a bit of, we will go for some drinks in 3.5 weeks' time and I promise you we'll have the crack.
Right, like, so...
No, that's planned crack.
So you cannot plan crack.
Attempting to engineer crack. Their problem with us in England is they know we are crack, but they've no understanding of where crack comes from. We don't conjure it. We don't mix it up in a cauldron, like you say. We are crack. It is in our being, Dave.
Okay.
Somebody is crack. You don't say, that guy is good at having crack.
No. People, I've heard that. Yeah. Okay, well, let me submarine your submarine, right? Because you're right. But then, if, for example, spontaneous pints is an element of crack, then put that in your crackpot, okay? Do you know where I'm going?
Okay,
So the indescribable is fair enough. Like, I realize we're not trying to plan crack.
Yes.
But again, if you were to take the ingredients of things that make you feel like, this is...
Yeah, I guess spontaneity, unpredictability would have to be in there.
Yeah.
Because it can never, like I say, that's what we're getting at. There's no planning it. If somebody tries to have silly hats at their wedding, it's a little like, oh God, we're meant to make the hats out of the napkins ourselves.
Yes.
That would be crack of some sort.
Tie around the head. Don't give someone a headband.
Exactly. So it's got to be spontaneity. It has to be unpredictable. And then there has to be an element of danger.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, there has to be an element of the guards will be called. Just that edge. It can't be safe.
Okay, so when does Crackpot start then, if we're still wrapping up, Gas Man?
Crackpot begins January 2027.
Brilliant.
I'll be going... all over Ireland, Galway, Belfast, Cork, Dublin, obviously, and then taking it to the London Palladium.
Wow!
Over to across Europe and in America as well. But the Irish dates are now on sale, and I'm delighted to say that we're on limited tickets for a lot of them. So get your arses in gear.
Give everyone the Instagram or the website. Where's the best place?
Oh, well, jigzer.com is the website that I invented back in 2004.
Why not?
And I've still got that rented.
Yeah.
So go visit it. SEOR.com for all the ticket links.
Brilliant. Jarlath, as always, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Best luck.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hello, it's Today FM's Claire Beck. One of my favourite things about festivals is those moments you never really plan. You head off to catch one act, bump into people you haven't seen in ages, get chatting to someone new about the band you've just discovered, and before you know it, you've found your spot for the day. If you're heading to All Together Now, make sure one of those spots is the Heineken Garden. It's the perfect place to regroup with your mates, soak up the atmosphere, and maybe even make a few new festival friends along the way. While you're there, you can try three brand new Heineken flavours that you won't find anywhere else. It's the perfect way to discover something a little different while you're taking a break between sets. Have an amazing weekend, and if you're looking for me, there's a good chance you'll find me somewhere near the music. Visit Heineken Ireland on Instagram to find out more. Over 18s only, drink responsibly. Get the facts, be drink aware, visit drinkaware.ie. Now, enjoy your podcast. Today FM.